introduciendo a DJ Ceviche.
Pero ven acá, muchacho, ¿y para qué tú quieres tanta novia?
Me la voy a llevar a toa pa' un VIP, un VIP, ey. Saluden a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie. Say cheese, ey, que son sigan.
Buenos dias and welcome back to the Morning Buzz. I'm your host DJ Ceviche, better known as Navy Seaman Anthony Garro. It is now 8:08 and the city you have joining me is MWR Fitness's very own Heather. Woo! How are you doing today, Heather?
I'm fantastic. It's been a while. I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, it has been a while. And how's your leave?
Oh, it was amazing. It was good. But, you know, it's always nice to be back here.
Yeah, and of course.
In the sunshine, eating a granita.
And it's going to get worse. I'm telling you, that sunshine. Oh, my God.
I'm ready for it.
Of course. And now... Get ready for upcoming events with MWR Fitness. You're listening to 105.9 FM Saganala, the station serving you America's best. All right, Heather, so seeing that you're back, what do you have for us in store with MWR Fitness?
I'm so excited to be back because the next event up for MWR Fitness is the Firecracker 5K and 1K Kids Run. So,
what is that new event
this year. In previous years for July 4th, we've done the Color Run, which is just a 3K. So we've... People in the community have reached out. We've listened. We know people want a little bit more distance. So we're doing Firecracker 5K. Super excited. We've also got that 1K kids run in there so that we've still got something for the littles to participate and get their fitness in. It's going to be Wednesday, July 2nd. So at 1900 is when the 5K is going to start at NAS 2. You've got 1945 is when the 1K kids run is going to start. So 45 minutes after the 5K. Now, all the parents out there that are listening to this are like, what do I do if I want to run the 5K and my kid wants to do the 1K? Well, we're working with the CDC and they are going to handle child care. So you can reach out to us, either the CDC or at MWR Fitness. We'll get you connected so that you're able to take advantage of that child care opportunity. That's going to be from 18 to 1940. So this way, parents can go. They can get checked in, they can run their 5K, and the kiddos are taken care of. So we've also got, prior to the 5K, at 18:30, we are going to do a costume contest. So I know you're laughing already.
Yeah, like, can you, like, run with the costume?
Yeah.
What's going on
here? Yeah, so basically, here's the vibe that I'm going for.
Yeah.
It's more of, like, a patriotic dress to impress. So think about everything red, white, and blue. Everything sparkle. Basically, I want you to look like a firecracker while you're running. So think about everything in your closet that's red, white, and blue. You could dress like George Washington.
I was about
you
to could say that,
I mean,
yeah.
Like, literally have fun with it. We're going to have a little contest, excuse me, and the winner will get a little prize. But yeah, we basically just want everyone to come out, show their spirit, be excited. Normally we'd be throwing color at you. This time we want you to show up as colorful and fun and excited as you possibly can be. So when you're out right now, going through the stores, check your closet, start planning ahead. Tie-dye t-shirts, cover things in glitter, get a temporary tattoo on your face that says USA. Do whatever you could possibly think of just to be as USA patriotic as possible, because we're super excited just to see to see what everybody comes up with.
This is going
to
be so weird, leaving work and going to NAS 2 and then just seeing like a mini Benjamin Franklin run.
I mean, hey, if somebody out there is listening and they have a Benjamin Franklin outfit, please get it to the dry cleaner right now. Make sure that it is steamed, pressed, ready to go. I want you to wear that to Firecracker 5K.
And when is registration open for this?
Registration opened already. So we opened on Friday. We put up a Facebook post and then went off for the weekend. I came back today and we've been flooded with registrations. I'm super excited about it. So anybody out there that's listening, if you weren't aware or if you haven't registered yet, registration's open. Get signed up. And for those of you listening that don't want to run a 5K, you don't have a child that wants to do the 1K, but maybe you still want to participate. As always, we do need volunteers.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to use Savich because sometimes you volunteer at things. So, yeah, we'll definitely need some course marshals out there, people to hand out water. We'll need some support for the costume contest. So any way to get involved, this is going to be on Wednesday, July 2nd. After work, the 5K is starting at 1900. The kids 1K is at 1945. Check-in is at 18, costume contest 1830. Basically, just assume that day after work, you're just everybody at NAS 2 and just get involved with the event.
And so for further information with the Firecracker 5K and 1K, or just to volunteer, where could anybody find you?
Find me at the gym, either NAS 1 or NAS 2. If you ask at either front desk, they will point you in the right direction to get in touch with me. Or you could stop by my office at NAS 1 upstairs. You can give me a call. My DSN is 624-4951. I think DSNs are still working. It's still a thing.
I believe
anyway,
so.
You could find me. I'm at the gym. So yeah, find me.
All right, well, thank you so much, Heather. And now coming up next, we'll be discussing sports with MWR Fitness. You're listening to 105.9 FM Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. So I know Angelina is usually the one... I mean, she's all sports.
Yeah.
But Heather, what do you got to say about sports?
I know, nobody wants to hear me talk about sports, but I'm going to do my best to read my notes and not stutter so everybody can get sports information. Go sports. okay, so the basketball tournament for Captain's Cup, that registration is closed. The maximum amount of teams has been reached. So if you did not get registered for that, unfortunately, this is not going to be your year, but you're still welcome to go out and cheer and watch everybody else have fun. For Captain's Cup Ultimate Frisbee, that's the next Captain's Cup event. The registration deadline is Friday, June 20th. So that's not this Friday, but next Friday, right? So careful because of that Donza. So this one's going to sneak up on you. So yeah, make sure you're paying attention. Registration deadline Friday, June 20th for Captain's Cup Ultimate Frisbee. And then the league is going to begin on Tuesday the following week, June 24th. So that's our Captain's Cup stuff. For all my non-Captain's Cuppers, I don't know, is that, well, that's a word now.
That sounds fun, yeah.
We've got a two-day kickball tournament that is going to start on Wednesday, July 2nd, and end on Thursday, July 3rd. So that is, yes, it is overlapping the same start date as the Firecracker 5K. So Wednesday, July 2nd is going to be a big day over at NAS2. But the kickball tournament will be on the turf field. And then the championship game and some additional games will be on Thursday, July 3rd. So it's a two-day tournament we're super excited about. Again, I mean, heck, if you're dressing up for Firecracker 5K, why don't you just dress up for this one also? So everybody dust off your red, white, and blue clothing. Get ready for all the things fitness and sports over at NAS2 on July 2nd and 3rd.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to say that this kickball tournament is starting around 18-ish. Angelina will have way better information on that. So anybody that is interested in joining that two-day kickball tournament, please reach out to Angelina, contact the gym. I mean, you can reach out to me and I'll get you a better answer. But for today's purposes, let's just assume it's after work and it's like around 18.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah, that makes sense.
That sounds good. Yeah. So that's our sports stuff. Go sports.
Go sports.
Yeah.
And now coming up next, we'll be wrapping things up with MWR Fitness. You'll be listening to A Lot More Free by Mac McNone. So Heather, now that we're wrapping things up, what really is there to say? No, I'm kidding.
I mean, I would say that everybody should go and get registered for Firecracker 5K. And then everybody should just like make sure to enjoy fitness because fitness is fun. If Angelina was here, she would say go sports.
Sports.
But yeah, I don't know. It's summertime. I just feel like now is the time. Like if you don't want to get into the gym, like go outside, go for a walk, yeah, go to the beach and play in the sand. Like do something, get active.
Please.
That's it. Get a little vitamin D. That's what there is to say.
You just mentioned the beach. Oh, I have been meaning to go out there because it is just, it's so hot. Might as well just do something outside.
Exactly.
And you can also, if you don't want to do all that, just maybe volunteer too.
Yeah.
Help them out inside or maybe not. I don't know.
Exactly. You've got options. It's beautiful. It's summertime. Get fit. Fitness is fun, makes you happy. I don't know, endorphins, vitamin D, all the things. Just do it.
And just to reiterate, where could we find you guys and you guys' numbers? What?
So the best thing to do, I think, is to just pop over to either NAS1 or NAS2 gym. You can ask the front desk staff for our phone extensions or our emails. My phone is 624-4951. Angelina is 624-3785. We also sit next to each other. We answer each other's phones. You call one of those DSNs, one of us will answer. We're both in global. Angelina's last name is Gott, G-O-T-T, and my last name is Holcomb. So, yeah, you can find us. We're around. We're everywhere.
All right.
Find us.
We will.
Sign up for Firecracker 5K.
Oh, my God. It was really nice having you here today, Heather, and I hope you have a nice day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, well, you are listening to 105.9 FM Sigonella, the station serving you America's best.